From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Kerry to visit Britain in post-Brexit turmoil. Aftershocks from Britain's stunning decision to leave the European Union continue today. That is the country's politics and its relations with the world plunged into deeper uncertainty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. As Europe continues to deal with the shock of Britain's vote to leave the EU, foreign ministers of the EU's six founding members, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive to seize control, according to a senior Iraqi official. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Saad said today Fallujah is now fully liberated after Iraqi forces took control of the Julan neighborhood. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News.